Hey, Peter Navarro here with the latest Substack and podcast and an inside look at the best 48 hours I spent in the Trump White House in 4 years. Here we go. Bidenomics is the evil root of the United Auto Workers strike. In 2019, from my catalytic perch in the White House, I entered into secret negotiations with both sides in a GM-UAW labor strike that had dragged on for a very painful month. Painful both to GM and its workers, but also to the U.S. economy. Within 48 hours, I was able to help broker a deal on behalf of President Trump that satisfied both sides. However, if I were in the Biden White House today, fat chance, there's not a snowball's chance in Hades I could work any such magic. Bidenomics is doing so much damage to America's auto industry and its workers that there is really no deal to make. From the perspective of the automakers, Bidenomics and the Democrats' radical Green New Deal has hurtled the automakers onto a path of rapid transformation away from the internal combustion engine to electric vehicles. The primary problem U.S. automakers face in meeting this challenge is that even at current wage and benefit levels, they can't possibly compete with a whole host of international competitors who have greater technological expertise, better access to the engines of EVs and lithium batteries, and ready access to a vast army of slave laborers and pollution havens, principally in communist China. Among these foreign challengers, Tesla looms as the greatest existential threat to U.S. automakers, along with China's national champion, BYD. Once hailed as an American company, Tesla's Elon Musk has moved much of his production to communist China. Musk now commands the largest EV plant in the world in Shanghai, one capable of producing EVs for export to the U.S. and into foreign markets, where U.S. automakers have to compete against Musk at deep discounts. Remember here, it's not just China's slave labor and lax environmental regulations that provide Tesla's unfair edge. The communist Chinese government also lavishes massive subsidies on its EV industry, far in excess of anything Bidenomics is throwing at the GMs and Fords of this American world. Fueled by such subsidies, Musk has shown a ruthless willingness to engage in predatory pricing and thereby take out any American competitors. Remember, too, that electric vehicles constitute an entirely new technology. Gone from the bottom line of U.S. automakers are the highly profitable combustion engines and parts like pistons that make up the guts of a so-called gas guzzler. And gone, too, are those UAW jobs in the parts industry. Instead, whichever country can most profitably produce electric vehicle batteries will likely win the competition globally. Batteries alone account for as much as 20%, maybe 30% of the total cost. That winner-take-all country is, of course, Communist China, Inc. Add all this up, and American automakers like GM and Ford simply cannot afford a contract that generously compensates the UAW members while reinstituting massive benefits. Over the next contract cycle alone, these companies will not only face a flood of low-cost EV imports into the U.S. under the laissez-faire, tariffless world of Bidenomics, American automakers will also get their clocks cleaned in export markets around the world by the likes of Tesla and the aforementioned BYD. BYD, this communist Chinese national champion, is already the world's largest EV maker in the world and a key reason why China is the world's largest electric vehicle exporter. Now, from the UAW's rank and file perspective, the news is equally grim. Bidenomics has bred a virulent and persistent stagflation, which, over the course of Joe Biden's regime, has significantly eroded real wages, particularly for blue-collar manufacturing workers like those in the UAW. A flood of illegal immigrants under Biden's open borders policies is also putting further downward pressure on wages across the blue-collar economy of America. Knowing this, and knowing that inflation is likely to continue, no UAW negotiator worth his or her salt would support a contract without a rock-solid cost-of-living adjustment clause, or so-called COLA. To put this in real terms, the current negotiation is not just about negotiating a significant wage increase in nominal terms, e.g., 36% over the life of the contract. It is also about ensuring that, say, a 9% wage boost each year is not completely obliterated by a 10% inflation rate a year. Quite possible under the profligate spending of the Biden regime and America's looming fiscal cliff. Of course, U.S. automakers are unlikely to accept the UAW's proposed COLA reinstatement precisely because of the risk and uncertainty it would impose on the company's bottom line. UAW lost the COLA in 2007. How do you spell stalemate? If I were still in the White House, I would, of course, try once again to broker a deal. But I would go into that deal with a heavy heart, as I would know full well that any, quote, good deal for the automakers under Bidenomics would leave UAW members likely worse off, while any so-called good deal for the UAW would further imperil an American company and companies whose days may already be numbered. Of course, if I were still in a Trump White House, there is also not a snowball's chance in Hades that Donald Trump would let the Elon Musks and BYDs of this world even into American markets. Once again, we learn that elections have consequences. Peter Navarro, out. And please be sure to visit my Substack at peternavarro.substack.com. That's peternavarro.substack.com.
He's written for the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, and now he's writing for you at peternavarro.substack.com. Get the latest updates related to the Chinese Communist Party's invasion of America. Read Peter Navarro's weekly market recap to protect your wealth. Get the inside scoop on all the things related to Trump 2024. All this information can be found at peternavarro.substack.com. Discover both the blueprint and the battle cry for taking back Trump's America. Subscribe today at peternavarro.substack.com.
Look around and tell me what you see. Every day, more people in the street. Said I used to work in a factory. Right now, I don't work for anything. My brother got his college degree. He dreamed of running a factory. Now he's back home, living with Mom again. Cause there's no bright future for a working man like him. Oh, go to the store and spend the money. Send our dollars overseas. And this ain't the land of milk and honey. This is the land of trade and greed. We go to the store and spend our money. Trading
Mike Lindell is the armor-piercing shell. He's always trying to get better. He's got this new thing called MyPillow 2.0. It's a dramatic technological innovation in the basic pillow. And it's selling like hotcakes. And if I can help him do that so he can pay American workers and pay his legal bills, I'm more than happy to do that. And that's why it's great having him as a sponsor of this show, and I urge everybody out there, go to mypillow.com, promo code Navarro, mypillow.com, promo code Navarro for all the great discounts, and check out and support Mike Lindell. Just delighted to have learned about Sherwood TV and to have them as a sponsor. One of the worst things about the Biden-Fauci regime has been this forced vaccination policy, plus the elimination of hydroxychloroquine as a possible treatment for the Chinese Communist Party virus. Check out Sherwood.tv. That's Dr. Sherwood. You don't have to worry about any vaccination pressures. Find out how Dr. Sherwood might help with your health needs in these very difficult times. So go to Sherwood.tv. That's Sherwood.tv. I've spent years as a macroeconomic forecaster, and there's a really strong relationship between inflation and using gold as a hedge. And gold can be a really important part of your portfolio. It's not for day traders. It's not something you get in and get out of. But if you want it as part of the anchor of your portfolio, go to bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metal. They will help out in terms of your needs. It's a big choice you have to make. Do your homework. But if you want gold, bh-pm.com. It's a great place to go. I'd love to stay in touch with you. Go to peternavarro.com. That's peternavarro.com. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll have a chance to get a free autographed copy of my book and a chance to meet me at General Flynn's Reawaken America Tour. That's peternavarro.com. We'll see you in virtual space.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.